Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka. I'm a Lifestyles member and a real estate investor. So glad to be with you today, working on your financial freedom. Today, I'm really excited. We're going to bring you one of the primary reasons Lifestyles can make the claim that we can retire you in 5 years or less. Because here's the thing. You can't just throw up a little seminar and say, here's how you do it, now go do it. We actually have a very sophisticated educational system that can take a retired nurse and turn her into an expert in single family investing to the point that she can mentor other people. That can take an AT&T worker bee and increase his net worth 40 times through multifamily. We have a sophisticated educational system that can even take an Aggie from Texas A&M and retire him in 2.5 years instead of what he was expecting was 12 to 15. And so really excited today. I have one of the keys behind our educational system that will retire you in 5 years or less. And that is Claire Reeve. She is Vice President of Education and Member Experience at Lifestyles Unlimited. She's also a scientist by training. She's a PhD and has been an editor in the past as well. She and her husband, Lee, replaced their earned income with real estate. A lawyer and a scientist. If they can do it, you can do it too. Claire, so good to have you here today. I want our audience to get to know you just a little bit. Tell us about yourself before Lifestyles, your educational background, your professional career before actually discovering Lifestyles.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me on today, David. I grew up in rural Nebraska. But I had big dreams. Once I graduated from high school, I went to Duke University and majored in biology. So I always had an interest in science from a pretty early age. And after Duke, I took a little bit of time and work, but then I decided to go to graduate school. And so I went to graduate school at Columbia University in New York City. That's where Lee and I were married by that point in time, and we lived there for 10 years. And for a good chunk of that 10 years, getting a PhD takes quite a bit of time and effort. And so I was in school doing research, writing my dissertation. That took about 6 years. And then when I graduated, I obviously continued in the sciences, and I was a postdoctoral researcher doing breast cancer for another 3 or 4 years after that.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of that was most of my 30s.
Most of your 30s. And what kind of hours were you working during that time?
I was working, intense hours. You drive the work, and you have to work when the data is ready to be collected, right? So if I'm working with mice and they are ready on a Saturday, I have to go in and spend all day on a Saturday or a Sunday or, any hour of the day, essentially, especially when you were doing timed experiments. So I was working a lot.
And Lee was a lawyer, so was he working the same kind of hours in his position?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even more than me. I mean, he would come home. When we were first married, he would come home at 3 a.m. Routinely. I mean, that was like every night. And I was in a new city, new friends, so I begged him to get a cat because I was lonely. I was going to school, but I was home alone at night. So he was working even crazier hours than I was.
Wow. And so before Lee found Lifestyles, and we'll get to that in a second, what were you guys thinking about retirement? Was that even on the radar for you?
No, I mean, that was so far in the horizon, I guess. We were both young, mid-30s. We had our first child, I think I was like 35, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
33, 35. So we had waited a while. I think it's when you start to have children that you really start to really think about your financial future.
Right.
And so it was with our second child that that's when Lee found Lifestyles. And I think, of course, Lee had always thought about the future and what retirement looked like and all of those things. He always had a very entrepreneurial mindset. I was more just so focused on getting my degree, you know, just getting that degree finished, because I still felt very much like a student, I guess. And then starting to live my life after I had my degree, like what kind of job was I going to have, that kind of thing.
And what was the trigger that got you guys to discover Lifestyles?
So when I was pregnant with our second child, Lee was working for a company that owned a lot of real estate throughout, all over the world, really. They owned a lot of commercial property, big shopping centers and things like that. And that company was based in Australia. And they were going to sell the U.S. portion of the company off. And so Lee's boss said, you've got to be here for this transaction, and your wife's due date is the same date that we're supposed to close this big deal. So, you know, can you put a cork in her? You know, essentially he was saying, you can't miss this. Like, if your wife has her baby, you're not going to be there. And so, so we decided that I was going to be induced so that he could be there if we had it planned. And then he could also then go back to work and do what he needed to do at work. And so once that big deal closed for his company, he went and asked his boss if he could have 2 weeks off to spend time with me and our new daughter. And his boss said no, and then proceeded to take 2 weeks off himself. And I think that just really made Lee realize that he did not have control over his time, and he wanted control over how he spent his time. He didn't want to be beholden to a boss or clients or anyone else.
Right.
He wanted to work for himself. And so
that's a perfect place to pause right there. Let's come back on the other side.
Sorry.
We're talking with Claire Reeves, who teaches our members or helps get our members educated so they can retire in 5 years or less.
Dale Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dale, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dale Wamsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Hey, David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited, working on your financial freedom. Right before the break, we were talking about the trigger that got Claire Reeves, VP for Education with Lifestyles Unlimited. She and her husband, Lee, needed to make a change. And that trigger was at the birth of their second child when the boss said to Lee, you got to be here on the day that the baby's being born. So they induced. And then he said, can I have 2 weeks off to be with my kid? And he said no. And the boss took off 2 weeks himself. And that's the key, folks. You are either working for somebody else else or you're working for yourself. And so what we find a lot of people do with Lifestyles Unlimited is they reach that point where they say, you know what? I want financial freedom. I want to be in charge of my, I want to work for myself. And they make that change. So Claire, kind of pick up the story from there. How did Lee discover Lifestyles at that point?
Yeah, sure. So I think it was just through searching on the web. And he found Lifestyles Unlimited's website. I was down in North Carolina on maternity leave, and he stayed up in New York to work. And this is what he was doing at night, researching. Because, he had always had an interest in real estate specifically. And he was looking for a group that would teach him how to invest in real estate. And so that's how he found Lifestyles Unlimited. So I don't have a great memory, David, but I vividly remember when he came to pick me up at the end of my maternity leave in North Carolina. And he said, hey, I have found this group. It's called Lifestyles Unlimited, and I want to join their membership and go down to Houston and take this seminar taught by this guy, Del Walmsley. And I thought he was nuts. Sorry, my kid just interrupted there for a second. Anyway, I thought he was nuts. I mean, to me, it sounded like a multi-level marketing scheme. I was very, very skeptical.
Yeah, but I totally get that.
I said, go ahead and go check it out. And so he did. You know, speaking of the education, even back then, this was in 2011, there was a lot of education online already, a lot of videos and things of that nature. And so he really dug into stuff right away and started watching a lot of videos which featured members talking about their success, telling their stories about the properties that they had purchased, all with Lifestyles help via their education and the mentors. And so that really gave him a lot of confidence. And then eventually he flew down to Houston to take the 2-day with Del.
And the beautiful thing right now is, as folks are listening, is before I mentioned this, I do the free workshops. And before you could go to the 2-day class one time a month in Houston, Texas, on Saturday and Sunday. And now we actually live stream everything. And so you can go multiple times a month and you can attend as many times as you want when you join, and also during the middle of the week. So really great opportunity. But you can tell, Lee was really motivated. He's going from New York to Houston to go to a 2-day class. And what was the result of him going to that class?
He ended up joining the Preferred Investor Group.
And that is for multifamily investing. And so where'd you guys go from there?
So then he, I think, did what a lot of people do, and he bought 2 single-family houses. He bought them in Nebraska, of all places, because we were talking about moving out of New York City, and one of the places we were considering was Nebraska, to be closer to my family. So he bought 2 houses in Omaha, Nebraska. My brother lives there, and so they formed a little partnership. Lee took care of all of the deal paperwork, the business side of the transaction, and my brother was the boots on the ground. He oversaw the rehab and, you know, handed over the keys to the new residents and things of that nature. And that really proved to Lee and me that the model worked, that the model that Lifestyle teaches works, which is, you know, buy and hold residential real estate. And so for whatever reason, lots of reasons, we ended up not moving to Nebraska. We still wanted to get out of New York. So Lee was like, why don't we move to Houston? Because that's where one of Lifestyle's main offices was. And again, as you pointed out at the time, there wasn't the robust education that we have online now. Most of the classes were in person, and the networking with other members. So I said, okay, you know, I had no interest in moving to Houston. I said, if you want to convince me, put it in a PowerPoint, knowing that he had never used PowerPoint in his life. And he did. He put together this PowerPoint. He screened it on our TV, made me sit down and watch it, and ultimately convinced me. So I got a job in Houston
That must have been a really good PowerPoint. I always tell people, I grew up in Austin, Texas, and I moved to Houston right out of college. And I tell people, I love it where it's mountainous and cold, and God put me where it is flat and humid all the time. And I love Houston now because it's the people that you're with, and that's why I love Houston now. Sure. But that must have been, I was just thinking, that must be a really good PowerPoint, because what you hear about Houston if you're outside of Texas is flat, humid, hurricane. That's kind of what you hear all the time.
It cost of living obviously was a lot cheaper. Sure. I think the clincher slide was an image of kids playing in the winter and compared it to Nebraska, which it was just a swing set covered with snow. Houston, where it was sunny and beautiful and there were children out swinging. And I think that was kind of one of the things that convinced me. And I knew some people from college, some friends from college who lived in Houston. So, I called them and I got a job. And so we decided to give it a go. And it was a great decision. It was a great decision for us. And that allowed Lee then to really start pursuing multifamily, which is ultimately what he was interested in. So he was able to keep his job from New York. They had an office in Houston, but it was at that point incredibly flexible. He had a lot more control over his time, even though he was still working for that same company. And that allowed him to buy his first very small multifamily apartment complex. I think it was 14 units. And that's how he really cut his teeth. Now, during this whole time, I still had no interest in lifestyles whatsoever. You know, I had spent so much time and effort, blood, sweat, and tears, getting educated, becoming a scientist. That was a huge part of my identity, and I wasn't ready to give that up. I was, very happy doing what I was doing.
And so Lee's doing this. He's doing well. What eventually caused him to make the transition from full-time to full-time investor from corporate? Oh, wait, let's hold to the other side of the break for that. We're right there. Hey, guys, stay with us through the break. We're with Claire Rees, VP of Education for Lifestyles Unlimited. She is the person that makes sure that you can get educated so that you can retire in 5 years or less.
Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
This is David Rizik with Lifestyles Unlimited, working on your financial freedom. You know, one of the reasons that people often come to Lifestyles Unlimited, and one of the things that we talk about a lot, is buying back your time. Because your time is spent, your time is valuable. It's the most valuable thing you have. Everybody only gets 24 hours a day. You can't get any more. There's no way to do that. And I'm talking to Claire Reeves, who is our VP of Education. And I think as a couple, she and her husband have had the most time to buy back of anybody I've talked to personally. He was a lawyer, sometimes working till 3 in the morning. She is a scientist, a PhD, working crazy hours. She and I were talking about a little bit on the break. And that is one of the most valuable things, is passive income allows you to buy back your time, to get freedom to live your life, to live the life that you want to live. That's why we say Lifestyles Unlimited, to choose the lifestyle you want to live. So Claire, right before the break, we were right to the point where Lee was making a transition from being a lawyer to being a full-time real estate investor. Kind of walk us through that, and then go ahead and just leap right to the part where you decided to quit your job, actually.
Sure, yeah. Well, so at some point along the lines while living in Houston, we stopped working for the New York company and was just an attorney, and he had one client. It was the largest private equity firm in the United States. And he obviously did a lot of work for that client, but his time all of a sudden became his own. It was pretty flexible. And so that allowed him to buy a few more multifamily properties and really learn the system, you know, learn how to operate those properties. And so then eventually when that client no longer needed his services, he had the freedom to be a full-time real estate investor. So I think that happened in like 2014. I had, during this time, transitioned to working for a small science writing firm. So I stepped away from doing bench research. I was now doing science writing. I was a managing editor for this very small company in Houston. And all of our clients were overseas in China, Japan, Korea, Germany, and, you know, Europe as well. And one of the expectations that the owners of this company had, I mean, when I say small, when I started working for them, it was me and one other girl, and then the owners of the company, which were a couple. They wanted us to answer our emails within 4 hours of receipt. So when you're getting emails from China and Korea at, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., I found myself all of a sudden working even more than I had as a scientist. I felt like I was working around the clock now. And I know they had us track our time. We had to log our time. And I was working 60 to 70 hours a week, which may not sound like a lot for the doctors and attorneys out there, but it was way more time than I wanted to be spending at a job. My oldest was in kindergarten at the time, and I wanted to be really involved at her school, and I couldn't. I remember crying because I would miss parties or forget about special things because I was working so much.
You said you were taking your laptop. You had to go out eat in the evening, like on Saturday night, and you have to take your laptop Saturday, with you?
Yes, on Saturday nights, we would like be meeting another couple out for dinner. Lee would have to drive. I would take my laptop, and I would be working on the way to dinner.
That sounds like a painful.
I would even leave dinner and go home and do something, because we would have urgent orders, urgent requests from clients and things like that. So that was just, it was very much, you know, the customer service was not dead at that company. Let's put it that way. We really went above and beyond to please our customers. And quite frankly, I burned out. I mean, after 2 years, I was done. So I quit. And then I
would burn out. I would burn out after 1 month of doing that. I'm impressed that you went 2 years. I would burn out after a month of doing that.
I have a high threshold for pain.
Apparently so.
Yeah. So when I quit, though, I went through a case of depression. I mean, I didn't know what I was going to do with myself. And my identity was so tied up in being a scientist, utilizing that knowledge, right?
Right.
That there were days when I didn't want to get out of bed. And so Lee said, well, why don't you like buy some single family houses? That will give you a project and you'll learn all about that. And I think it'd be really good for you. Keep in mind, Lee was very involved with Lifestyles all through this time period, right? To 2011 now, this is towards the end of 2014. So 3 years, and I had never even gone to an event. So I went to the 2-day, I went to Dell's 2-day and sat in on it. And after attending the 2-day, I was ready to go. And so I went out and bought 6 single-family houses within a 2-month time frame, basically all at once, in the beginning of 2015.
We have seminars called 10 houses in 10 months, because that's really impressive that you can buy 10 houses in 10 months. And you did 6 in 2 months. So you're what is called a type A personality. And
yes,
I
am a type A.
And you were making up for not being able to take your computer to dinner and things like that. You had all this energy pent up to go and had to get to work. Tell us real quickly. So as you bought your first house, second, third, were you using a mentor at that time?
Yes, I was. I was Gary Lynn Calvo was my mentor. And I also used a Lifestyles realtor who helped me buy the houses.
Right.
And of course, I also had Lee. But I really talked to both the realtor, David Durr, and Jerry Lynn a lot.
Yeah, were you fearful as you went into that? Or were you?
No, I wasn't fearful because I knew that I had support. You know, I knew that Lee had done it, and I knew that, and we and Jerry Lynn too, we had all analyzed the numbers. You know, you analyze the deals to make sure that they work from day one. And so I knew that there was no fear. I just needed to get it done. You know, for me, it's harder to I was a little nervous about working with contractors and things like that, but it all went very smoothly.
That's great. And that is one of the powers, one of the most powerful things about Lifestyles Unlimited, folks, as you're listening, is we do have the power of those mentors, those people who can, they have the experience, they've done the single family investing. You don't ever have to walk into a situation and say, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do, and I don't know anybody that knows what to do. Every situation you walk into, we've experienced before with 30 years of mentoring people. And so as you go through that process, it is a great security blanket. I was still terrified on my first house until it was done and I had a tenant in it. Then I was very happy. I was like, okay, I can sleep at night now. But of course, I didn't have the benefit of a spouse who had already gone through the multifamily like Lee had on that. And so from there, walk us through the process of where you got hired by Lifestyles. I think, because I remember, I think first you were an editor, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, so I had the houses. And like you said, once they're rented out, there's nothing to do. I mean, it's very smooth sailing. You get a check in the mail or it gets direct deposited into your bank account, and that's that. And that's really all you need to do is once a month make sure that the rent's been paid, right? So I had a lot more time on my hands, and I got very involved in volunteering at my girls' elementary school. But I also kept up my editing in a freelance nature. So I had clients at the University of Texas in the medical center that I would do editing for. And then one day, Lifestyles Unlimited put out an email to its members saying that they were looking for an editor.
And pause right there, and we're going to come back on the other side of the break and hear a little bit more. Claire Reeves, VP for Education with Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the reasons that people are able to become successful real estate investors.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
This is David Ruzicka with Lifestyles Unlimited. Glad to be with you today, working on your financial freedom. One thing I do want to mention, we have a free real estate investor workshop. It's live streamed, so you can watch it in your pajamas. We offer that a couple of times a week. It is an introductory workshop for Lifestyles Unlimited, kind of everything from A to Z, what we do, describing how we do that, how we do our education and mentoring. And I'm actually going to be doing the free workshop Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at noon. That's April 21st. But if you go to LifestylesUnlimited.com, click on go to a workshop, you can sign up for that, and you can understand how we retire people in 5 years or less. Now, most real estate investor groups, they got a few folks that do sales, and they also do the mentoring, and they also do the education, and they also make the coffee. They just kind of do everything. Well, Dell Walmsley spent over $1 million on education and putting together an educational system that has produced the top real estate investor professionals in the United States. The National Apartment Association, every year since 2006, a Lifestyles Unlimited member has, at least one member, has won top award in their category for the National Apartment Association. So that means someone has joined Lifestyles Unlimited, they've taken the education, they've gone out and they've bought a property, and they have run it with such excellence that they have been awarded the top award in their category by the National Apartment Association. One of the reasons that happens is because of Claire Reeves, who's with me right now, VP for Education for Lifestyles Unlimited. And she was describing for us when we came on the other side of the break how she made that transition from bioscience PhD. Claire, it would be easier if you were a rocket scientist, because there's a lot of funny jokes you can make about that. And it's so easy rocket scientists can do, that kind of thing. But bioscience PhD to becoming the person in charge of making sure we deliver great education to our members. So go ahead and pick that up where we left off.
Well, sure. So I had purchased those single-family houses, and I had a lot of time on my hands. And I was doing I had kept up some freelance editing work. And Lifestyles put out an email to members that they were looking to hire an editor. And so I applied. And people listening may think, well, huh, that might seem counterintuitive. You know, we preach that you're going to retire yourself, so why didn't you just stay retired? But I enjoy working. You know, I grew up a farmer's daughter from Nebraska. My dad's never going to retire. It's kind of like in our blood, you know, that we just...
Sure.
So I really enjoyed working, and so I applied to be an editor for Lifestyles, and they hired me. And so I was writing a lot of articles that you would find on our website and things of that nature, and our executive vice president, Lynn Murrow, really liked my work. And one day out of the blue, she called me up and asked if I'd be interested in being vice president of education and member services. And so we talked a lot about what that meant and what it looked like. And, you know, I glossed over this, but I have three master's degrees and my PhD. And so all of that training really dovetails nicely with my current position. I have all of the tools and skills needed to develop new classes for our members. And I put a lot of the education into practice, right? Buying the single family houses, and Lee does the multifamily side of things. So I have all of that knowledge. I accepted that role, and I'm so glad I did. It's been a lot of fun.
That's awesome. That's an amazing story. And so tell us a little bit, for instance, on the single family side, tell us a little bit about the single family education that we have for our members.
Sure. So we have a website that's exclusively for our members. It's called The Portal. And on The Portal, we house all of the resources that our members might need when they're operating their single family houses or their apartment communities. And so for new members, when you join, you get access to the portal, and all of our education, all of our classes are also housed on the portal. And so the single family education is broken down into five phases, and those phases cover everything you need to know. In phase one, you'll find what you need to know prior to making an offer on a house. That's going to go through how do you analyze a deal, do the numbers work, how to understand the numbers, how to understand financing. Because we finance all of our deals. So, you know, how to network with lenders, what questions to ask lenders, and then all the way up through, you know, your offer is accepted. Now, what do you need to know from contract to closing? And then once you own it, you know, how do you go about rehabbing it, finding a tenant? How do you refinance? And then how do you operate it long term? What are the things that you need to know? So we have classes on all of those subjects. The education covers probably every subject under the sun related to real estate investing. So in addition to those core classes that I just described, we also have elective classes. So, you know, if you really want to do a deep dive into financing, you can do that. If you really want to do a deep dive into insurance and understanding what's the right insurance to have for one of your properties, we have multiple classes about that. We, throughout the pandemic, we have provided updates that are pertinent to real estate investors and what they need to know during the pandemic, how to educate your residents about COVID-19, you know, what's the best way to clean your houses after someone moves out and you're preparing them for a new person to move in during a pandemic. And so I think that tremendous value, especially when these really new to everyone circumstances arise, you have a group of people who are looking out for you, who are staying abreast of the news, and who are synthesizing that information and then sending it out to our members so that they, too, can understand what's going on.
And that is, folks, I hope you understand, that is the beauty of Lifestyles Unlimited, is there are so many folks who kind of mom and pop their real estate investing. They're talking to their friends, they're talking to their brother, their sister-in-law. Hey, what are you doing in this situation? All this education, it's all done by real estate investors. It's people that are actually doing the investing, that have great experience doing the investing. And we're constantly pumping out this information so that you are never left in the lurch, never wondering, what is my next step? I'm really not sure what I should do. During COVID, like Claire said, it was constant education. Almost every week, there was a new class, a new article, whatever, how to deal with these different things in an unknown situation. So you're never left alone wondering, scratching your head, thinking, how did this go wrong? If you will follow, it will go well. I want to jump to one last subject here before we finish, Claire. During the free workshop, Dell always quote him, he says, bigger is not always better. Better is always better. And that's so simple, but very profound. And for you guys, life has taken, I want to describe it as a hard left turn for you guys, because it's like when you're riding the passenger car and someone just turns hard left and you're like there with your face pasted against the passenger window. And so you both have gone from being a lawyer and a scientist to residential real estate experts. Both of you are educators in that. That is a huge change. And I'm just kind of curious, how have your goals changed, or have they changed for your life, for your family, in terms of the future? And answer that in like maybe a minute or less.
Sure. Well, I think that for both of us, like, we have three children, and college isn't as important as it once was. You know, Lee and I both went to well-known private institutions, higher education institutions, and now we could care less. We want our children to know how to invest in real estate. We want them to understand the model that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches so that they can then go out and pursue their passions, whatever that may be. If that includes going to college, excellent. If not, we're okay with that. So I think that's a huge difference right there. That's just one example.
That is a huge difference for two people who are really almost overly educated. Great change. But the whole point of college is that you want to be in a position where you have freedom. And instead, what you usually learn is how to go to work for a company and collect a paycheck. And you don't have freedom.
Right.
So. Tremendous. Yep. Let me ask you one last question, because we're kind of at the end of our time. Could talk to you for hours. Someone is listening and they're thinking, I don't know if I should go to the free workshop. Should I think about Lifestyles Unlimited? What would you tell that person?
I would say, if you're interested in real estate investing, but you don't want to reinvent the wheel, then you should definitely join Lifestyles Unlimited, because our education and our mentors are amazing, and so are the other members. You will truly be joining one big real estate family, and you will not be alone. So that's what I would say. We are so different from the other fly-by-night real estate schemes out there. And I encourage you to attend a two-day seminar or a free workshop, and you'll soon see why we're different.
That is great. Thank you so much. You've been with Claire Reeves, VP for Education with Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for the workshop, and have a great rest of your day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.